Next, Stephen defines the word paradigm and how changing our paradigm, or the way that we see the world, can result in major improvements in our personal, family, and work life.
Now, I'd like to introduce you to another key word, paradigm. Paradigm is a scientific term. Simply, it means a mental image that you have in your mind of the way things are out there. These are the images we carry in our head of reality. And these images come from our backgrounds, our own experiences. They represent the implicit assumptions of our lives. See, all of us think we see the world as it is, but in reality, we see the world as we are. We project out of our own conditioning experiences our background, a certain representation, a certain model, a certain set of expectations, a certain assumption on what reality is out there. And we think that's the way it is. I might describe myself, I might describe you, I might describe a situation as if I were describing it as it is. In fact, I am describing myself, that is, my perceptions of you and me and situations. It's my frame of reference, my worldview, my value system, my autobiography. In other words, I am describing myself and then projecting it upon the outside. Let me illustrate this from an experience I had in a very large metropolitan city. It was Sunday morning, very quiet and sedate feeling. There was a bunch of young kids ran into the subway and their father followed. The father sits right next to me, and the kids just go crazy on that subway, running up and down, turning people's papers aside. They're very, very rude, very raucous. I'm sitting there, and inwardly I'm saying, I can't believe this. This father right next to me does nothing. Now, notice my attitude. I try to exercise some control over it so that I am not too obviously critical. But look, what can I see? But after a few minutes, my attitude went into my behavior. And I just said to this gentleman, sir, do you think you could control your children a little? They're very upsetting to people. Oh, yeah, yeah. He lifted his head as if he came to an awareness of what was happening. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I should. We just left the hospital, and their mother died just about an hour ago, and I guess they don't know how to take it, and frankly, I don't either. Now imagine the paradigm shift that took place. See, my whole view of reality shifted. As you listen to this story, you probably also experienced this paradigm shift because this new information gets you to see the whole situation differently. We call that shifting a paradigm. You see, attitude and behavior flow from our paradigms, how we see reality. Well, I saw that whole situation differently when I had this new information. And that totally changed my attitude and my behavior. My only desire was to try to help, to better understand, and also to try to serve him in some ways. And I did, in fact, serve him in various ways for a while. But see, the thing that impressed me was the 180-degree shift in the way I saw the whole situation, and how that impacted my attitude and my behavior. It just teaches you forcibly that how you see something affects how you feel, that is your attitude, and what you do, that is your behavior. Can you see why paradigms are much deeper than attitude or behavior? Most development programs focus upon attitude and behavior, and both of these, of course, are very important. But far more fundamental than either attitude or behavior is a paradigm. In fact, I believe that the greatest way and the quickest way to change another person's behavior is to change their paradigm. In other words, to change how they see themselves, to change the map that they have of themselves. That is the quickest way to change a person's behavior. You ask, how do you change that? Just change their name. Change their role, and you've changed their paradigm. For instance, as soon as you became a father or a mother, did you not see the world differently? I mean entirely differently? When you changed your name and your role to manager for the first time, did you not see the world differently? You see, that's a new paradigm, a new map. When you became a leader, did you not see the world differently? You see, your role has changed. You see the world differently. The quickest way to change a person's behavior is to change their paradigm. That is, how they define themselves, how they see their role, even perhaps to change their name. Don't work on their behavior. Don't work on their attitude. Just change how they see their role, how they see their responsibility, their stewardship.